Today was so busy. We had our first full day of 学校のクラス。これは今日のクラスのスケジュールです。はじめはホームルームです。1時間目は国語です。次は音楽です。3時間目は社会です。明日、社会の授業は図書館であります。午後のクラスの後で、ジュン君と私、met in the 体育館。I wanted to see the 剣道部。剣道はとても難しいです。昨日、on our way home, we passed by an amazing jinja, a Shinto shrine. Shinto is one of Japan's major religions. Buddhism is the other. Buddhism originated in India and spread from China to Korea and then to Japan. Buddhist temples are called otera. You can easily tell the difference between shrines and temples because the entrance to the grounds of jinja are set off by a large gate, usually orange, called torii. Often there is a straw rope hung across the top. White paper zigzag cutouts hang from the rope, letting us know that the space inside the torii is purified and sacred. In front of a tera, you can usually find a large elaborate wooden mon with two huge and ferocious guardian deities keeping watch from either side of the gate. The torii in front of the shrine on the way home looked really familiar, like I'd seen it someplace before. Jun, Ben, and I go most of the way home from school together, so I asked Jun if we could stop and walk up to the jinja sometime. He sent a text message to his okasan asking if we had time before bangohan. Okasan said okay, this. Up close, the torii wa totemo ookii desu. Some torii are made from ki, some are made of stone or concrete, but this one seemed to be made out of some sort of metal, which Jun said is not as common. Sugoi desu. Inside the shrine ground, a long row of lanterns in the shape of the Tokyo no Kyo led up to the hill, to the big red jinja building. The path had large stone fox statues on both sides. These foxes had an intense stare. They were actually a little freaky. It was as if they wanted to speak, but they had been frozen in time. Beyond the fox statues, at the base of the staircase up to another, higher jinja building, something big and hairy scurried through the bushes. I only caught a glimpse of it out of the corner of my eye, and neither Jun-kun nor Ben-kun saw it. It really made me nervous, so I asked them if we could go home and come back ashita. We finally made it back to the subway station, just in time for the next train to Ginza. That was where we had to transfer to catch tsugi no train, home. I was tired and not really paying attention, so before I knew it, the others had walked off the train, onto the platform, and the doors were closing, with me still standing there inside of the train. This just wasn't turning out to be my day. Jun-kun had already told me, though, that if I got lost or separated like this, I should just get out at the tsugi no station and wait for him. So I did, and sure enough, he and Ben-kun showed up about 5 minutes later with totemo ookii grins on their faces.